to.
Peace.
To.
Hello, welcome to episode 65 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. We work hard to make it enjoyable, so please, do just that.
Oh, I have something to start off with. It took me 8 hours today to fix my dishwasher.
I'm sorry.
Yes, that was my Saturday. Oh wait, this is live, Monday. I took off work to do it. Shoot. Spoiled it.
Well, we're going to jump right into our topic of the week. Our topic of this week is all the brand new wonderful updates we've been having at 2P Start that have been making us smile with happiness. And hopefully you too.
They sure are spiffy, let me say.
Yeah, we updated the review section with new images, new layout. That's very nice. I'm happy about that, how that turned out.
I'm very happy because that had been, you know, wearing on me for a while because I kept promising it, right? And it just
well,
wasn't...
Well, here's the... Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like you're promising a new design.
Well, that's
you
the thing.
You kept promising that you would update the page, which you only had Wii Fit and Mario Kart Wii, like the two new logo styles up on the video game reviews page. And, like, every time I do a new review, I'm like, dude, put the other, like, put the new image up. And
I, well, I thought you just it. Meant, I thought you just meant, you know, get it all updated, because I didn't really want to just put them up there, because I thought the review page sucked, so I was like, well, we just need to totally redo the whole thing.
Yeah, so you wanted to make it suck even harder by not being up to date, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on. You know, you just do that for the time being until we... So finally it's like, okay, well, let's just update it for reals, which means I do all the work, and then Tim writes a little bit of code, and then it all fits into place.
Well, that stupid iPod Touch and iPhone table was frustrating enough. I put my time in. But
was there a trick to that? But never mind.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had to rebuild the whole thing. I had it all working, everything was great, except it shifted all the images off to the side, so then I had to rebuild it in Fireworks, and then export it, and the same exact code basically was there, and it worked, so missed one little thing. I guess I realized that I can't just say, okay, I'm going to redesign this, and I'm going to make it look nice, because anything I could have done would have just involved a lot of text, and it would have looked really stupid. And so right. When I finally was like, Ray, we gotta
You're
do something.
You're here for a reason.
I can't do it. I need your help. So let's figure something out. And I like what we came up with the spines of the games and...
Yes, yeah. Different formats. And unfortunately, I spent so much time on that... it kind of cut into my comic making time, so I really did the comic in one night, which I wish I could have had more nights to do it, but every time I sat down I'm like, well, I'm just gonna clean up the review section really quick, and there's always like one last thing I had to do for it, or it just always took way more time than I thought it would, and eventually I was like, oh, okay, well now my Monday night's all finished, and I'll do the comic tomorrow. So but, we'll get to the comic in a little bit though. The other thing was that we're thinking about doing a new design for our main page and not yes. having it just be the comic sitting on the main page, which sounds a little weird, but I know it's always a stress on our site when people come to it, maybe for a different reason, but it still loads up that huge image, you know, 800K for every hit, right?
Every time you come to 2P Start and then you go to the forums, you go to 2P Start and then you go to the podcast or whatever, you're loading that huge image. And shame on you. No.
So Tim was like, what if we did it kind of like Penny Arcade does it? Which immediately, woo, siren alert, do it like Penny Arcade does it. Oh, Tim, them be fighting words, buddy.
Well, that was a long time ago we talked about that. That was like a year ago.
No, that was like last week.
I did not. I haven't even spoken the words Penny Arcade in like a
yes,
couple weeks.
Did.
I,
yes,
no.
you did.
I
yes.
did not.
Then what did you say a year ago?
No, the one that I mentioned more recently was Least I Could Do. I liked the way that they had like mini images of what the latest comic was.
No, they don't. What are you talking about?
Maybe it was a different comic then. The idea that I...
For those of you who didn't know, that was like an 8-second pause. I just edited it out.
No, the... You're mixing up your history here, buddy.
No.
The idea that I... No, Penny Arcade doesn't have the mini images, though.
Yeah, but you were talking about how Penny Arcade has, like, links from their page. Like, you get there and it's just, like, the news page, and then you can click for their comic or their pod... Or not their podcast. Well, they had one. Maybe they still do. But, you know, you can go to anywhere else, but the main page is just the news. And I'm like, yeah, that's retarded. And by the way, we should never copy Penny Arcade, because that's just blasphemy.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you were having this conversation with, but it was
funny. What?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
What?
We did not have this conversation about Penny Arcade.
Tim, how much have you had to drink tonight?
Just one little...
Just dishwasher soap?
Yes. No, I don't know what you're talking about. We didn't talk about Penny Arcade, and...
Oh, yeah.
I would never want...
Okay,
see, I would never want to
Weasley
start...
Way out of this.
I would never want Tubi Start to have just text on the front page. That would be... You're right, that would be really stupid. This is why I wouldn't mention that.
Well, good. Thank you for copying my idea.
I thought we should have a mini image that shows what the comic was that
week.
Yeah,
you just mentioned that, like, yesterday.
No, yesterday we talked about the slideshow possibility.
Well, that's what...
Whatever. That's different.
Okay. You win that one. Ray 6, Tim 3.
But despite all this bickering...
our furious arguments about the site, obviously.
Yes.
This is about as angry as it ever gets.
Yeah, we've been thinking through some changes.
Now, I want to do a poll here and see what readers think.
Hmm.
If you like my idea or Tim's idea? No. The poll is, we're looking at changing the archives a little bit for the comics, dividing them up by year. Would you like to see them divided up by year or just laid out on one page? That's my poll question.
Yep, that's a good question.
Because I am looking at updating the style of how those icons look, and they wouldn't just be 75 by 75 pixel icons. They'd be something a little different. But
you're gonna redo all of them?
If we put them all on one page, I will redo all of them.
Well, now you're giving a little incentive to vote for the all-in-one
page. If we divide it by year, then we can still keep the old styles, right?
True. Mm-hmm.
Years 2007, 2008 can have the same style, but 2009 will usher in a new era of comic archive icons. Change. You can believe in, people.
Yes.
Not hope, though.
Well, why don't we just poll them at the same time about the front page idea? Do they love seeing the comic on the front page every time they go there because it's so awesome looking like this week?
And hilarious.
Or do they just scroll straight through it because they've already read it and don't even look at the pretty pictures and then go...
And then they get depressed when they see the no new updates. And they're like, oh, I scrolled down for nothing.
Yeah. We could be causing a lot of, you know, work-type injuries with all
yes.
the scrolling people do.
That's a good idea.
Arthritic middle fingers and such.
But this week we have been having good updates. For instance, we did the Hyperfire game update.
Yes.
Which is just, oh man, I love that game.
I'm still shocked that you designed and made a game. I mean, that's...
Oh, thanks.
No, that's...
Yeah, I mean,
great,
I got carried
yeah.
away with how it looked and how it sounded more than how it actually played. I mean, once I had the basic framework, I'm like, screw it, I'm just going to work on the visuals now. To which there is that game-killing bug, which actually makes it a more hilarious game.
Yeah.
Which, of course, the bug is that every time you die and you restart, something's wrong with the code where it doesn't reset a value, and so the enemies fire twice as much as they did before. So or just adds another time on top. It doesn't double it, but it adds another round of bullets on top of what was already there. So by the fifth restart, there's just streams of bullets everywhere, and just makes it more difficult. And you don't notice it at first because it's gradual, right?
Yeah, you're just
not
like,
until you get like five or six restarts, you're like, oh my god,
this game's getting really hard.
On?
But then when you start pushing reset, and every time you push restart, you die immediately.
Because it was barring bullets where you are.
Yeah, because the bullets don't reset. Yeah, then there's a problem.
And it's great. It's hilarious to me because it's like, the more you restart, the more like intense you are about like I'm gonna do it.
Oh,
this time.
Yeah.
So it just brings in even more trouble. You're like, dang it. Oh, it's hilarious. I mean, that's where it's like I didn't want to correct that bug ever. I'm like, I'm gonna get graded down on this, but it's too hilarious to. It uses like a remix version of the Dropping Vectors dance level song from Pixel Vision's album, which is very cute and charming. So. Yes, I hope you guys are having fun with that. Although I have to say, we are kind of disappointed you guys aren't getting the high scores we were hoping for.
Yeah, you know, I played the game, 20 minutes that first night?
Right.
And I got 16,200. And I haven't seen anybody come close. Oh, I guess one person was fairly close. Dominator had 12,200.
Yes.
But no one else is... I mean, maybe people aren't getting... Oh, Red Vinny had 14,500, so he's getting up there. But most people are like a few hundred points, like 1,000. And I'm wondering if they just don't get the bug and they're like, man, this game is so hard. I give up.
No.
Because I can get 500 points with all the streaming bullets coming at me, you know? I mean,
if they got 1,400 with like 8 streams of bullets constantly flying at them, I mean, I got to give them props for that, but... Yeah, I mean, I liked the comments where they're like, I only got to 450. It's just too fast for me or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like, is it really? But we're glad you guys are having fun with that. It cracks us up.
Yeah, that's a funny game.
I'm glad to finally get that game out to people. That's always enjoyable.
When is it that you actually made it?
Oh, I'd say junior year of college.
Okay, cool.
It was one of our first years learning Flash, I'd say. So probably like 2006.
Yeah. Well, it's a decent game, I gotta say. It's fun. That's all it needs to be, right?
Thanks. I didn't think any big things of it, but it's very simple fun.
You never knew that hundreds of people across the internet...
I know, I would have had a fan base for Hyperfire, which is where the name came from. We decided on Hyperfire,
because
the bullets don't stop coming after all. But other than that, you were also on The Lame Show...
Yes,
recently.
I was. It was a very learning
Eddie.
Experience.
Yes. Yeah, especially for the listeners.
Actually, I think it turned out very well.
Oh, yeah, it definitely did. Yes, it was a very, very cool episode.
I actually listened to it, unlike this podcast.
Oh, my gosh. hold on. Let me write this down. Tim does more than he does for this show. Okay, underline.
Well, I just wanted to see what parts he edited out, which were none, basically. You do a lot more editing than Eddie.
I have to say, you said some very nice things about me on the podcast. I really appreciated that. Very, very kind of you. It was like silence. I love you, Ray. I like you too.
Oh, man.
I can't do it without you. I mean, that's the thing. I really couldn't. Because you maintain the site, you take care of all the crap I don't want to even touch. So without you, I couldn't put this stuff out on the internet. Without, as well. I could put it on the internet, but it wouldn't be as well done as the way you've done it. And I anchor on that because you support what I do and vice versa.
Yeah, no, I think we make a good team and we have... You know, we've gotten emails from people that are like, oh, I'm doing a comic and we're having a hard time figuring out how to work well together and stuff like that. And, you know, you and I kind of naturally came to a point where, you know, we still have disagreements on what's the funniest way to do a comic and whatever, but it always seems...
They seem so minor, though. I mean, they never seem like a deal breaker for the site. Like, I just can't do it anymore. This guy. I swear.
Yeah, exactly.
He's all married and...
No, yeah, I think we work well together and we have similar senses of humor and
we really do. Isn't that weird? I mean I'm still kind of weirded out by how well we merge on so many things.
What can I say? Two-piece start was just meant to be. The other thing that's big on the site this week, hopefully, is the lack of internal server errors at this
point. Oh, that's a good point. That's an update no one could see.
That's a behind-the-scenes update. It's an un-update. I think we finally got to the root of the problem, and, you know, I check the error log, like, constantly now, basically every 2 hours. Oh, it's 2:05, are we getting errors on the site? So I check the error log, and, you know, during the peak of this horrible experience, the error log, which is just a text file, was like 10 megabytes or something like ridiculous like
that.
Oh
my goodness.
I mean, it's just pages and pages and pages, just error after error. And I checked it, I think, yesterday, and it was like 5 kilobytes or something. And the errors, the only errors that were there were like when hackers or spammers were trying to do bad stuff and the server stopped them. So it chose an error when...
That worries me. I hope you're backing everything up, because, like...
Yeah, we got it under control. Don't worry about it.
That's good. But see? You make the site work for me. Thank you.
I complete
us.
You.
Yes. More than Sarah can ever.
We're not going to go that far.
Okay, we won't talk about this episode, at least.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to not be pulling out my hair anymore over these stupid errors. And I guess that's a heads up, if you guys start having issues, please let me know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through like months of, huh, I wonder why the site's down randomly. Oh wait, it's not random, it's every 2 hours on the dot.
And the other big new addition was Comic Talk. This week we had our very special Pixel Vision Adventures Mission 1, Bridge the Gap. Starring Lace.
Yeah. Starring Lace.
Girl of my dreams.
I guess so.
Helmets and all. Ponytail. Needed to be a side ponytail, but it doesn't work in 2D. Yeah, so we introduced Lace to our comic this week, and I am very, very thrilled and excited about it. And I wish I would have had more time, like I mentioned, to do more with the comic. But, you know, Tim, I'm surprised how many ideas you already have for her, to be honest.
Really?
Because you sent me an email, and you know, like, sometimes when you write an email, you're like... Oh, maybe we could, you know, like, just as an idea, like, you know, press X and Y and A, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you kind of throw in a couple quick things that you thought of at the moment. Mm-hmm. But it's like, when in your email, you were just throwing things out. Like, you threw out, like, 8 things before you hit an et cetera. And I'm like, holy crap, that's awesome. That's a lot of cool stuff there. Like, you know, 8 comics right there. So, yeah, we have some fun things planned for her. And I'm excited to... so much of this was... prep work. Like, I was like, yes. Here I am working. I need to update Lace, you know, get rid of the thick black borders, introduce, you know, nice colored look, a little bit of shading here and there, kind of define her own style, figure out, okay, what kind of font am I going to use for these text balloons, what are the text balloons going to look like, you know, what's the new logo going to look like with adventures underneath, well, how am I going to express the Mission 1 thing. How am I going to make the background? How should that look for her? And all that stuff. It's like, okay, how does the
the lives and the score.
Right,
and stuff,
yeah,
like
I had to
that.
Make the score and the, yeah, I had to get like the pixelated Lace head for the lives. I mean, that's not just like making something small. Like, I need to do the pixels just right. And, you know, okay, how about, what was the other thing? How is the anti-aliasing effect on the enemies going to look exactly? That stuff. Like, oh. So, like,
lots
to think
about.
I was up to, like, 2:30 a.m. that night. I started at 6, so eight and a half hours that night to bust out that comic. So I'm excited to do more comics and not have to worry about so much overhead like that.
Yeah, the funny thing is, going back to all the ideas, I actually have a different idea than anything I mentioned before, and I think it would be a great second Lace comic. No, it's exciting to have our own characters, like we mentioned a little bit, because something you and I talked about a long time is, like, you know, it's fun doing all these comics, but it's like when we think of archiving them in a book someday or something like that, it's like you look at a lot of them and it's like, well, these are all character somebody else's creations, like, mm-hmm. we can take credit for the humor of putting them in those situations, and that's a big part of the comic, but we can't take credit for, you know, the creativity behind the characters or anything. And
right.
Wouldn't
only
it be fun to...
Only in how we present them and that, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And
so,
honestly, when we came out with this comic, I felt like a big hole of 2P Start was filled finally. Like, it felt like we finally hit a much more complete stage. It's like, this is what I've been missing from our site for so long. Like, and just having Lace updated for me is a big thing. Like, I'm like, I've been waiting to do that with Lace for a while. I've been waiting to use Lace for something more than just the album, and now I'm finally getting closer to that point, because really, the point would be to make a freaking awesome game, you know,
yes,
and we're nowhere near
that's
that.
The dream.
But, and that was the other weird thing, is I'm doing the comic, and I'm having all these ideas for the game, and I'm like, I want to put that in the comic, but it would just confuse the heck out of people right now. Like when she kills enemies, the idea is that, you know, she wants to keep the world of pixels clean and crisp. So these evil anti-alias enemies come in, and the idea is that when she kills them, they would break apart into pixels and then merge into the background as a pretty pixelated image that would add to the scenery, basically, somehow, like either a flower or something. And I'm like, that's really cool, but, like, I can't do that right now. It's just going to freak people out, so... so there's lots of little things like that that just seem like really neat ideas that I just can't do. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to make a game somehow.
Well, we started going off on, like, you know, what were we talking about? Like, power-ups, like,
right,
the jetpack.
Because if you notice, she doesn't have a rocket pack in this comic. I mean, first of all, I was like, do we want her with a rocket pack when she's supposed to just jump this little gap? So it's like, made the
that
gap uphill,
sense.
Added two enemies instead of one. You know, it's like, no, I'm still not going to do a rocket pack, you know. And so we kind of decided how that would work in the game as far as an item would go. If it would be something on her constantly with fuel, or if it would be a power-up that you'd grab. You know, would she have a life bar? It's like, this is almost like the blueprint for the game. So we were like, we really want to make sure we get this first one right, so that we don't screw up the continuity too much.
But at the same time, you know, the music video is going to have different things than the comic will, and the comic will have different things than the... game eventually will,
and
so
the idea was like, let's get close, you know, let's get as close as we can at this point. Exactly.
Well, it's like, once you start developing these good ideas, it's like, well, let's hold on to them, let's incorporate them in the comic, and you know, we'll have a great character and game idea for someday, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But gosh, what was the other thing I was gonna mention?
I got more things if you want to wait.
Ugh, there's so much. Go ahead.
I mean, part of the thing was that the joke was funny to me. I liked your joke. But I said to Tim, I could care less if nobody gets the joke. Like, if everyone doesn't get the joke and they all hate the comic, I could care less. Because this is the beginning towards something bigger. Whereas before, it's like, oh man, the steroids comic with Mario Baseball wasn't funny. Like,
we're never going to live that
down. We just failed that week, in a way. You know, like, we feel bad now because, like... That's not setting us up for anything. That's just, oh, that's a failed comic. Like, I guess we'll have to make up for it next week. Like, with this one, it's like, okay, you might not like it now, but later on you will look back and you'll appreciate this more, you know, or like, we're starting here, we're only getting better with this stuff, so don't worry if this week doesn't go as well. And so it was very self-fulfilling in that way for me. And
yeah,
I didn't have to worry about
it. I kind of figured we'd have some negative reception, because it doesn't... Like you said, it goes so against what we've done so far that people are like, wait, I don't come to the site for this necessarily. But again, I think it's because it's something new. You're looking at this character and you're like, wait, who is this? I don't know what this game is. And what is she doing? And you know, I like the joke as well. I think we could have made the punchline a little bit different. But the point is, you're already thrown off by the character that... you just don't like it, basically. And
it's possible.
I kind of knew that would happen.
So it's one of those things, like, I think with time, people will grow to like Lace more and more. Kind of like with our characters. People really like it when we're in the comic, even though we're afraid of that.
Like, yeah, I'm just now kind of getting used to that. Like, if we do a Tim and Ray comic and Joystick picks it on there, you know, for the poll, I'm like, wow, really? Because usually when we do that, they just ignore it because it didn't have Mario in it, you know?
Right.
And, so I think we'll get to a point where Lace is like that as well, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
But feel free to let us know what you think.
Yeah, as always, I always really appreciate any comment left on the site, and even if it's mean.
Now, I do have a question for you, and I guess I have a theory, but somebody mentioned this, and I had already been thinking through this. Lace is clearly not made out of pixels.
Yes, that is part of the story.
So my theory was that... Anti-Alias turned her into a non-pixelated character, and that maybe upon completing the game, she turns back into a nice 8-bit character.
I think that's a cool idea. It's not the idea I had, but it's, it's still good. I mean, I'd be willing to change it to something else better. Always. I mean, we still have the time to do that, but
sure.
For now, we'll keep it a little secret.
Okay, we'll keep it a secret for now.
But yeah, good observation, you guys.
Yes, very much so. You know, going back, I always like going back through because the negative ones kind of stand out to you, you know?
Right.
And you kind of blaze through the good ones. Yeah, people liked it, like typical, right? But
praise and worship. We get a lot of here, folks.
Not like that, but we get a lot of, you know, great comic guys. And
autographs to 10 people.
You get used to hearing, you know, good comic guys, whatever, nice comic guys, and you kind of skip through them. So, actually reading back through all the comments, there were a lot of very, very positive comments as well.
Yeah, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week is going to go to GX Echidna, who said, "Between this and the original music video, Lace's 2D world looks amazing. I love the energy the colors and design radiate. But even more interesting is the character of Lace herself. Her over-the-top design, hyperactive movement, and non-exploited gender really bring back the nostalgia of the era when the most popular games were colorful, upbeat, and far removed from the seriousness of gritty realism. If Pixelvision Adventures did exist as a game, it would certainly be as radical as it would be seizure-inducing." Bam! I thought GX Echidna hit it right on the money. I'm like, dude, that is exactly it. That is exactly what I'm going for. Because, like,
yep.
When I was updating Lace, I'm like, I have the option of, like, maybe giving a little bit more curve to her bust, you know? And I'm like, no, I'm going to stick with the rectangle. I'm going to stick with just something very simple because, like, it's not about her. It's not about that. It's, you know, it's like she's like a little girl sort of. It's, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about, and I think he's right on the money with that. He just outlined that game exactly it.
Yeah, that's why I had picked that comment, too.
Really?
I actually did. But,
wow. Well, there you go. Double comment. Well, I have an additional one that I would like to pick out because we had a lot of really good comments this week on many different places. And sometimes the comic comments get picked kind of ahead of the podcast ones just because, you know, it's the transition from comic talk to comic of the week. But Supersonic 24 said about the podcast, he said, "Well, I think the reason Ray doesn't know what Nathan Drake looks like is because he doesn't like the PS3. I'm glad to own one, and I love the site, but I get the feeling you guys hate the PS3. I was pissed about how during one podcast you mentioned how the 360 only shows a picture of the game currently in the system if you're connected to Xbox Live, while you said it's better how the Wii has the picture no matter what, yet you didn't mention the PS3, which does the same thing. Come on, guys. If you're going to talk about the flaws and shines of consoles, don't neglect to even mention the PS3. Just give it a chance." By the way, Uncharted is probably one of the best games I've ever played. Supersonic's hit an interesting point here because, let's be frank here. PS3 sucks. No, I'm just kidding here. I'm just kidding. I mean, honestly, I don't own a PS3. Tim does not own his PS3. And so, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm glad to hear it does what the Wii does, which has the picture built into the game, not the online server. But for us to do a podcast and say after every sentence, "Well, now I don't know if the PS3 does that, but if it does, that'd be good. If it doesn't, I'd be upset." It would get boring, obviously. So we tend to only talk about the things that we know. So since neither of us have a PS3, it makes it a little more difficult.
Someday we'll both own PS3s as well, and we'll be able to be very objective with all of our comments.
So we don't mean any hate towards it, but I mean, every person I've ever met who has a PS3 is in jail. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So
when we joke about the PS3 for whatever reason, it's just all fun.
We're just fucking fun. So is a little award we like to call the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Ka-doink.
Black Doom.
It's a trifecta here, because this is my third Black Doom Award that's going to Prince of Persia.
Like, oh, that's right. Oh,
This one's like for reals, though, okay?
This is serious business, people, right here.
Okay, what was my first one? It was something with the combo and how they didn't make it.
That was your second one. Your first one was the achievements. First one?
That was a legit one. The second one was just kind of an irk. This one is ridiculous, okay? Okay, so for those that don't know, and I won't spoil anything here, but when you beat the game Prince of Persia, there's like a cliffhanger ending. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. And that's the cliffhanger ending there, right? So you're like, well,
oh my
I guess
God.
I'm just going to have
he
to buy...
He was the Prince of Persia? No way.
Wait, he was the princess? He was a girl the whole time? No. So yeah, I'm like, okay, well, I guess the sequel, we'll find out what happens the next part of the storyline. They're coming out with a downloadable content for the game, which is fine. It's called the Epilogue, and it continues the story to that, you know, from where you left off, and goes from, you know, however long it takes, I don't know. But the point, the main problem with this is they leave a cliffhanger. Yes, it is. I hope people can see the problem there. Downloadable content's not there to, like, just continue the cliffhanger story that they are trying to, you know, force you to buy, right? It's like, we're not going to finish this game because in a couple months, we want you to pay an extra $10 for the rest of the game.
That's ridiculous.
Right? Isn't that what it's basically
yes.
like? And some people are going to say, well, it's better than paying $60 for the sequel you know, that takes the story from there. No, it's not. Because the sequel would be like a full-length game where it takes the story from where you left off and goes a whole lot further. This is going to be a little mini side quest thing. And here's the other thing. So it has a new boss, because there's basically four kind of main bosses in Prince of Persia, and you fight them like five times each, which already, you know, you can see how repetitive that is.
Oh.
The new enemy, the new boss in the downloadable content is called the Shapeshifter, and this is the biggest cop-out ever. And what he does is he takes the form of the warrior and the hunter, which were two bosses you've already fought a total of 10 times in the game. So they get away with calling it a new boss by making it a shapeshifter that takes the form of somebody you've already fought. How is that new and exciting downloadable content? And they're like, oh, but don't worry, there's a new strategy with how to defeat him. Like, ooh, you mean I don't push AAAB... I push A, B, X, Y.
No, you use your other combo of A.
Yeah. Yes, the one-button combo, I forgot.
That's the new strategy. It's a one-hit kill special move.
Yeah. I mean, that's like...
combo.
Well, yeah, it's like in the RPGs where they're like, well, we have the red slime, so now we need the blue slime and the green slime, and every enemy you fight is a slime, but it's just a different color. That's not interesting. I don't want to pay extra money to get the rest of the story. I'm going to YouTube it when somebody beats it, save myself the $10, and call it a day.
No,
okay.
The question I have is, are there new achievements because of that download?
Oh, there better not be. I would be pissed. Because then it's going to say, oh, you got 1,000 out of 1,250 on this game because you didn't pay the extra $10, right?
Right. Because that's what they're doing with Gears of War 2. Like, oh, buy our map packs because we've got new achievements.
Ugh.
Play on those maps and you can earn an achievement of you won 5 games on this map or whatever. So I'm like not updating Gears of War 2 so I don't have that crap out of 1,150 put on there to tempt me to buy a map pack.
No, the achievements ought to just be congratulations, you spent an extra $10
exactly,
on our game.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they're basically charging you for achievements, right?
Yes, yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The other thing with Prince of Persia is it's a very repetitive game. You do two things in this game. You tap buttons in order to move along, you know, wall hop and jump from pole to pole. There's like certain button combinations you just know to do. That's half the game. And the other half of the game is hitting certain button combinations to do combos against the bosses and the three other enemies in the entire game.
And see, that's how I felt when I played Prince of Persia for the first time. It was like, okay, cool, it's like a training mode where I'm learning how to do these little moves along walls and poles and stuff. And then, like, it just kept doing that.
That's
on
the whole game.
And on and on. I'm like, that's the game? Man, it's like training level continuously. It's just, it was weird.
And it's a strange thing for me because I did enjoy the game and the dialogue was fun and, you know, I like collecting stupid crap. So the lights, the 1001 light seeds I had to collect, that was fun still for me to do. But it was extremely repetitive. And so for them to just take the same gameplay and charge you an extra $10 for it, and you fight the same bosses, so it's not anything more interesting to look at. I mean, you're taking a repetitive game and you're making it more repetitive.
And more expensive.
And more expensive, and, oh, by the way, we left it on a cliffhanger, so have fun figuring out what happens from here on out.
He's from Persia, so, just saying. Spoiler. Spoiler.
Brother.
All right, well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Gears of War 2. Not for that reason I just listed, which should have deserved its own week. But it fit in nicely with yours, so I'm glad I got to put it in there. But
yeah.
So what you see here right now in the podcast is a weapon called the Boom Shot. Now, Tim, from looking at these pictures, I wish I had a better image here, okay? But from looking at these pictures, how many grenades do you think it fires in one round?
At least a few.
Yeah, you'd think, right? No, it fires one. It fires one shot, and then you have to reload the whole thing.
It looks like there's three holes for grenades or something, though. I'm not very good with gun parts or anything. It's almost like a chain gun or something, right? Like a rotating.
Yeah, it has like a it looks like it rotates. And if you could see this thing from the front, I believe you would see four holes. I couldn't verify this, but I'm positive when you see the boomers come in with their boomshot grenade launchers, it's like, you know, there's four holes in the front, and look at like the ammo pack on the bottom. I mean, it's like it's round.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which
it's
means
round,
it would rotate
like a Tommy gun or
and put more.
Right?
No, but it's like when you rotate, you pull that thing off, you put a new one on, and it's like one shot. I'm like, come on. It's also weird, like the sniper rifle, you only do one shot at a time. You have to reload after every single shot.
That's weird.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe it's just not balanced right, you know, so they had to like really dumb these down to just one shot per weapon or something. But yeah, just like if you're gonna make a gun one shot, don't give me like four barrels on this thing. That's just mean.
By the way, that's one ugly looking enemy. I have no interest in playing a game where I have to kill those things.
No, that is the drive though, because they're so evil and disgusting. Like, I have to kill these to save my human race.
Hmm.
That's the drive. Is they've made these creatures so disgusting that you're like, I don't mind chainsawing one in half because I'm not making it look any uglier.
That's true.
In fact, I might make it look a little better, a little more interesting
exactly.
To look at,
more colorful.
Yes, it's too gray. All right. Well, finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Each week, listeners of 2P Start Live submit their favorite video game songs that have been lost in the shuffle over time. And we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested in listening to this craptastic podcast. So this week's was submitted by commenter Road J Cat. And the song is Winter Bliss from Castle Crashers. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
You're so uninterested by the end of this thing. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I mean, I'm still kind of weirded out by how well we merge on so many things.
Yes. It is strange.
Like in the bed and stuff, it just works out.
I'm
sorry, I take that back. Edit. That will be in there. Maybe after the credits.
Yeah.